Well, good morning.
Good morning.
We want to welcome everybody on this Worldwide Communion Sunday. We are so glad that you're with us today in worship as we continue gathering as God's people in singing and praying and hearing God's word and growing in our faith and serving and ministering into our community as what a blessing that is. And a little bit later on, we're going to be talking about a well-worn path. And so as we begin, let's stand together and join and sing our Gloria Patria.
Glory be to the Father and to the Son.
Well, let's join together for our call to worship in the bulletin. The God of glory awaits.
Welcoming us to worship and praise.
The Christ of humility is here.
Welcoming our needs and prayers.
The Spirit of love gathers us in.
Binding us together as one.
Well, let's join together there, and you can turn in your hymn books to hymn number 440, or you can follow along on the PowerPoint. 'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus. We're going to be singing all four verses this morning.
'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take Him at His word, just to just to know, thus saith the Lord, Jesus, Jesus, how I trust Him, how I prove Him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust Him more. How I love to trust in Jesus, just to trust His cleansing blood, just in simple faith to plunge me 'neath the healing cleansing flood. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust Him, how I prove Him o'er and o'er. Jesus, 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 precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust Him more. Yes, I've learned to trust in Jesus, and from sin and self to cease. Now from Jesus simply taking life and rest and joy and peace. Jesus, Jesus. Trust Him more. I'm so glad I've learned
to trust Him, precious Jesus,
to say your friend, and I know that He is with me. He'll be with me to the end. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust Him, how I Him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust Him.
Let's sing the chorus part again. We're going to do it just a little slower, okay?
Jesus, Jesus, how I trust Him, how I prove Him o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust Him more.
Thank you. Boy, I could hear you guys singing this morning. That was beautiful. Thank you. Well, let's go to the Lord in prayer. There, our opening prayer there in the bulletin. God of wondrous love and glorious deeds, we come this day to worship with so many things on our hearts and minds. We are drawn away by problems and cares. Open our hearts, focus our minds, help us to worship and walk as your humble disciples. Amen. You may be seated, and I'm going to invite our kids to come down if they would this morning.
And so you, the more you walk on it,
The more you use it, the less chance of weeds sometimes getting in there, although they still can. And why is that? Why do you think the more you walk on it, a certain place on that little sidewalk or path, the less chance of weeds getting on it? What's that? Well, maybe our shoes might help pull them up, or maybe our shoes might pack down the dirt, so maybe they don't come up as easy, although I can never figure out where those weeds come from, because they come from everywhere at times. But so, if it's more well-walked, so it's kind of a daily routine, isn't it? You know, just to go, you don't even think anything of it, you just walk right out on that path and go do what you're going to do. And that's kind of the way it is when we're following God and Jesus. God gives us a path, and we walk on that path. And when we do that, that path could involve a lot of different things that we experience in our life. Maybe we talk to God every day. Maybe sometimes with mom or dad, or grandma or grandpa, whoever that might be. We might read a Bible story once a week or something like that that reminds us about that story. You know, like Daniel in the lion's den or something of that nature. You know, just different stories that we learn as we're growing up about God and God's ways. And when we do that, guess what we're doing? We're making a path. We're making a path. We're walking a path. And it's okay to talk to God every day. Even though you can't see God, it's okay to talk to God in whatever's going on in your life. Because God's always there listening, no matter what we might say to God. And that's how we start to develop a path in our lives. And a little bit later on, I'm going to talk with the adults about the two specific paths that we walk in. And that's because God has, it's the way we follow God in all that we do. Okay, you guys can go on downstairs this morning, and we will see you then later on. Well, as they're heading out, maybe you have a joy or concern that you would like to share this morning with us before we go to prayer, and we want to give you a chance to do that this morning. Somebody this morning, yes. Good. Thank you for sharing that. Yes. Somebody else.
Lucy Circle, that was on our list. She had two infusions this week, and she seems to be doing okay. I think she's still in the hospital.
I think she is home now, from what I saw on Facebook. But I wanted to keep her on the monthly because of her, it seems like it's an ongoing issue, I think. Yeah. And I, from what I picked up on what her mom was sharing is she gets flare ups and then she has to end up, if it's bad, she's got to be in the hospital. But I appreciate that. And we will definitely want to keep praying for Lucy. And I moved her over to our monthly. Somebody else. Yes. So, what is her last name?
Root.
Okay. So we want to remember the Root family, and with the loss of this loved one, and it can be mixed feelings, can it, at times about that. And yeah, so somebody else this morning. Yes. Yes, yes, and thank you. I had put her on after what you told me Thursday about her. She had fallen and kind of gotten bruised up and yeah, and smashed her glasses and just a lot of different things that was going on there. And somebody else. Yes.
Keep sharing.
She's asking for prayers for Sherry, a friend of hers that she just found out that her cancer came back and that it's in her bones, and definitely want to keep her in our prayers. That's yeah, that's not always easy when that kind of news comes back. I saw, yeah. Yeah, and we are celebrating this afternoon with a little thing, get together. And looking forward to that this afternoon to celebrate with them. Somebody else? Yes. Unspoken. Thank you. In fact, thank you for bringing that up, because somebody had left a note saying that they had two unspoken requests, and appreciate our prayers for that. Somebody else? Anybody else? Yes.
Unspoken.
Okay. All right. Anyone else this morning? Yes. All right. Not a problem. Yes. Anyone else this morning? Anyone else? Appreciate your prayers for Priscilla. I just briefly got the text from Rhea telling me that she's had to get a cast on, that when they did an x-ray, they found out she had several broken bones or fractures. I had forgotten several weeks ago, she had said something about her foot, but there wasn't anything, she didn't really do anything with it, and I think she started having some issues. I don't know all the details, but she went and got it x-rayed and found out she's got several fractures in her foot. From what I understood, if anybody knows better than me, I appreciate it. It sounded like, is it in her ankle area or foot? So I don't know. It doesn't seem like anybody else knows exactly, but I appreciate your prayers for Priscilla this morning. And anybody else then, before we go to prayer? All right. Well, I guess we will give you a chance there to talk to the Lord in your seats there quietly, and maybe lift up the needs of those that have been mentioned, or maybe something specific you're facing right now, or somebody in your family, and then I'll come and close us out. Lord, we're so grateful, as I so often say, and no matter what we're facing in life, it's such a blessing to be able to just talk to you. Whether we're driving in our car, whether we're taking a shower or bath, whether we're sitting in our favorite recliner, whether we're walking, whatever it may be, that we can talk to you in any situation, and that you're there for us. And we're grateful today that we're able to bring the needs of your people before you, needs that have been mentioned today in the service, and some that could not be mentioned specifically. But Lord, we're grateful and thankful that we can turn to you. And so, Lord, we lift up the needs of those that have been mentioned. We think about Lucy this morning. God, that you would just continue to touch her with your healing grace. And for Linda this morning, God, that you would touch her and bring healing to her body and strength again. We pray for Sherry, Lord, who just found out that her cancer's returned. God, we just ask for your grace right now and for your peace for her. And we pray for your healing touch, and as only you can do, and that you will be with her in the midst of however they decide to deal with this and handle it. Lord, we lift up Priscilla to you today, asking for your healing touch for her also. And Lord, we lift up the Root family with the loss of this loved one, that you would grant your grace and your peace today and minister as only you can do. Lord, we pray for those on our monthly list. So many of them we've been lifting up each Sunday that are facing some very, very tough situations and illnesses and diseases in their lives. And we just pray for your healing touch, for strength, for faith, for grace in the midst of all of that. And we thank you so much. Lord, we just ask your blessing upon the rest of our time together, Lord, as we break the bread of your word. May you just feed us and speak to us and encourage us along the way. And Lord, we also pray as we gather at the table that you invite us to receive of the bread and of the cup, that Lord, your presence would fill us as only you can do. And Lord, we continue to pray for peace in our world. We continue to pray for peace in situations that are happening in so many different places. Even here at home, Lord, we just pray. I don't know why I feel this so strong this morning, God. We just pray for peace for people's hearts, for people's minds, Lord, today. So many people afflicted by torment and anger and just so much. God, we just pray that you would free people today and that you would minister as only you can do. And Lord, we're thankful for that. And Lord, we lift up these unspoken needs, God. Lord, you know what those are, and you know the needs, as maybe some of them spoke those out a little while ago. God, that you would minister and work as only you can, and we're grateful and thankful for that today. And Lord, thank you for all these things that you're doing in our lives. Thank you for hearing us today as we look to you, our Savior, Jesus the Christ, the one who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Hear our prayers, O Lord. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Incline thine ear to us and grant us thy peace.
Well, thank you this morning for joining with us in prayer. And we also want to thank you for your faithfulness in giving, as we have the opportunity this morning to worship the Lord with our giving. And we know that God is the one that blesses us and gives us the ability to make money to live. And so we give back that portion that we might be a blessing. So as our ushers come this morning, God bless you as you give today.
Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen.
Well, let's join together there for our prayer of dedication. Receive our gifts this day, O God, that they may meet the needs of your church like water from an ever-flowing stream. Amen. And you may be seated this morning. Appreciate Linda helping us out this morning as Brad and Carla are camping with their grandkids this weekend. And so... Uh-oh. That's not good. Hang on a second. Uh-oh, technology problems. That's not a good thing. Would you go downstairs and get my laptop? It's in my laptop case downstairs in the office there. Well, we'll go ahead and get our scripture read. And you know, it's funny that because I use my iPad a lot now when I do funerals, and I have this sinking feeling always that I'm going to get to the funeral home and I'm not going to be able to pull up what I was supposed to do for the funeral. But so let's go ahead. Our scripture reading this morning is coming from Philippians this morning. Philippians chapter 2. And we're going to be reading verses 1 through 13 this morning. And you can follow along there on the PowerPoint this morning. Therefore, if there is any encouragement in Christ, any comfort in love, any sharing in the Spirit, any sympathy, complete my joy by thinking the same way, having the same love, being united and agreeing with each other. Don't do anything for selfish purposes, but with humility, think of others as better than yourselves. Instead of each person watching out for their own good, watch out for what is better for others. Adopt the attitude that was in Christ Jesus. Though he was in the form of God, he did not consider being equal with God something to exploit, but he emptied himself by taking on the form of a slave and by becoming like human beings. And when he found himself in the form of a human, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on the cross. Therefore, God highly honored him and gave him a name above all other names, so that at the name of Jesus, everyone in heaven and on earth and under the earth might bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Therefore, my beloved ones, just as you always obey me, not just when I'm present, but now even more when I am away, carry out your own salvation with fear and trembling. God is the one who enables you both to want and to actually live out his good purposes. Well, that is God's word for us this morning. And I pray that God would add his blessing to the reading of the word, and that the Spirit would give us ears to hear what God wants to say to us this morning. Amen and amen. Well, let me share with you here this morning. So a pastor asks his flock, what would you like people to say when you're in your casket? Well, one congregant said, I'd like them to say that I was a fine family man. One of them said, I'd like them to say that I helped people in life. A third one responds and said, I'd like them to say, look, he's moving. Nah, didn't like that one, huh? I want to talk to you this morning about the well-worn path. The well-worn path. So let me ask you a question. I'm sure you probably have. Have you ever seen a well-worn path? Well, when I was growing up on my grandfather's farm, there was a tractor or cattle path that went back to the back fields from the barn area all the way back. Now, this is not it. I texted my brothers and talked to my sister on the phone to find out if they had pictures of that path that we went down when we were growing up. And this is something that formed over the decades. You can see it there. It looks like a vehicle tractor path and the cattle are taking it. Just like on my grandparents with the shorthorn cattle that would go to the back pasture area or when we had to go to the back woods or farm and everything. And when I was 5 or 6, one of my earliest memories, I was walking, I think, with mom and dad and maybe grandma and grandpa, and my sister, both of my sisters may have been on that. I remember we were walking along and we were going down, and I remember somebody, I don't remember who, saying, just stay on the path. Stay on the path and you'll get to where we're going. And when I was first taught how to drive a tractor or the pickup truck, 10, 11, somewhere in there, and we would go to the back field, I remember Grandpa saying, stay on the path. Don't veer off the path. Stay on the path. Because the path was the proven way to go. And something similar happens in Scripture when Israel and the first followers of Jesus were taught to walk in God's ways. It was something that they walked daily. It was like that path. In fact, the Hebrew word for path also means the way. And so when you get into Jesus in the New Testament and he starts talking about the way to the Father and I am the way, he's talking about that well-worn path. And so the question is, how do we know what the path is? And how do we know when we're on it? Well, I think if we pay attention, the path is obvious, and none of this is going to be a surprise to you, but I just wanted to talk a little bit about this as a reminder of where we're at and to keep on keeping on, so to speak. The first thing I want you to see this morning is the path of Jesus. Or if you are a stickler and you want to say the path is Jesus, you could do that too. I'm not going to worry about that. Of course... the brightest light illuminating our path is Jesus, the Christ, the Messiah, our Savior. If we think about it, his life, his deeds, and his words clarify the path for us. Just like my grandparents on the tractor and the truck and the cattle that walked the path day in and day out for decades, you know, worn that path that when I was little and started to grow up on. And drove on and everything else. Jesus came along and showed us that path that God had for us. Part of that path is what Israel walked, but he also showed them new ways to walk in that path. And he models what it means to follow God's path. And it should remind us that when we hear people talking about God or hear people talking about Jesus, If they're not really talking about the model of Jesus and what he exemplifies, I'd say you better be careful, so to speak, because it's his wisdom, his life and teachings and everything that speaks to us even today across the ages, across cultures, across centuries. As our world is increasingly divided and at odds with one another. And there's a lot of people, even some preachers and Christians, that talk as if that way of being divided and of being at odds and so forth is the path of Jesus. But when you read the Gospels, that's not really true. And so what are we talking about? We're talking about adopting Jesus as our example. And that helps us along God's pathways. So let me share something with you. When people in the Roman Empire thought about heroic leaders or examples, they thought of the powerful rulers of the empire, like Alexander the Great or Augustus Caesar. And we know that from reading Greco-Roman writings and writers and historians and all that. And that raises a question, and I know that had to be in the mind because the Philippi was a Roman colony. And guess who a lot of people that lived there? Former Roman military people. It was like a retirement place for former Roman military people. And so, yes, their heroes would have been famous generals and leaders in the army and stuff like that. But Paul encourages the church to follow the humble example of Jesus, to adopt his spirit, his mindset, his attitude, so we may walk the path, as Paul says there, the path of unity, the path of love, the path of encouragement, the path of self-sacrifice, the path of loyalty together. Because his spirit helps us on the pathway. Let me ask you a question. Who are your heroes? Who do you look up to? And then I'd have to ask, how does that person compare to Jesus? Remember, we are on this path together, following Jesus. As the writer of the Hebrews says, he's the author and finisher. He's the one that blazed the trail that went before us. And so have others. He's laid out the path that we can follow along. And there are others that have followed along the way. And now we're walking that saying well-worn path today, the path of Jesus. Second thing that I see in here out of Jesus's life that I want to focus on is the path of humility. The path of humility. Humbleness, humility, emptying ourselves, denying ourselves, these are all the words that we hear in Scripture as attitudes of how we walk the path with God. And Paul uses the word humility 4 times in this little short letter to the Philippians. And it makes me wonder how difficult this can be. And I think we all know that it is difficult to walk that path. So let me say 2 things about this. Walking in humbleness means we aren't the center of the story. We aren't the center of the story. You know, it's so sad how society and social media applauds and reveres people and leaders who dismiss and defy humility. They make fun of it. They mock it. Often we hear and see those kind of people as being boasting and bragging and arrogant and conceited, and often showing mean disregard for other people. The example they set in our world today is, look at me, look to me. Well, let me just say something about that. That is surface level stuff. Or let me say it this way for a few of our young people today. This is social media level stuff. Let me give you an example, and the kids are going to know exactly what I mean. I'm in class. Not always, because the rules have changed a little bit. But before the rules change, I'd see kids in class. And then they're... And then a little bit later... It's that's kind of the society. Now, I'm not saying necessarily anything wrong about that. But you know what? When we grow up and we learn and we're leaders and we're significant in the community and church and stuff like that, that's kind of stuff you kind of got to move beyond, I think. Why is that? Because humbleness is a Christ mindset. That's what I want you to hear. Christ exemplifies this mindset of humility, this attitude. And he did it throughout his life. And that whole big section that we read there out of Philippians 2, Paul goes in to that, think of it this way, that lifelong, and yes, I know Jesus may have lived 33 years or something like that, but he lived this lifelong outlook of humility in his life. That doesn't mean he let people walk on him. He knew where he was going. He knew what God had in store for his life. But he exemplified that throughout. And Paul goes through that and talks about all of that. And says how even he gave up sitting right next to God and came down here. And then when he came down here, he humbled himself further and served people. Even to the point where he gave his life. And as I thought about that Christ mindset, it's a lifelong outlook that we embrace every day. We have to, because it's so easy. We all do it. I do it all the time. We do it all the time. We think about ourselves. But we have to remind ourselves to consider others. And it's not an easy thing to do. And in reality, I think if you think about this, there's a hidden wisdom in this that I think we need to grasp. Because when we watch out for others, then we are watching out for our family and our friends and our community. And in a sense, then eventually ourselves, because our lives are so deeply intertwined in our world. So let me just do a little challenge with you. As you go out about your day, whatever that may involve, I want you to look for people walking the path of Jesus and humility. You might see that grocery cashier helping out somebody. You may see that teacher spending extra time with a student after school that they didn't really volunteer for. Well, they probably did, but you know what I mean. Or see the volunteers helping at church or in the hospital or in various places. And as followers of Christ, this is what we're called to be, to walk the path of Jesus in humility. This is the path that I think Paul talked about there at the very end of our reading. This is the path of walking out our salvation with fear and trembling. This is the path of living our lives out in God's good purposes. What is it? It's the well-worn path of those who have gone before us. Amen and amen. Well, we are going to prepare ourselves this morning to share in communion together. And as we do, we always begin with our time of thanksgiving and confession. And so we're going to begin by doing that this morning. And I'm going to invite you, if you'd like to pray with us, to join with me as we pray in preparation. Let's join together. God of mercy, your love is never far from us. Even when we seek our own comfort and neglect opportunities to help others, even when we, by our thoughts and actions, betray you, you are always with us. Extend your mercy and forgiveness for those acts of self-centeredness. Place us again on the path of Jesus and humility, so we may share your words of hope and love, of healing mercy for all people. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Lord, may you do it for all of us today. And thank God that God's grace and mercy extend into our lives and he ministers to us in so many ways. So I'm going to invite our deacons and deaconesses this morning that they will prepare to share with us this morning in serving us. And thank you so much. Remember that we're all invited to share at the table. We don't have to be a member here to join in, but we can receive of the Lord today and his grace.
Took the bread, he broke it, he blessed it, he gave thanks, and he said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. Do it in remembrance of me." Let's partake this morning.
The Apostle Paul said, as often as we eat of the bread and drink of the cup, we are proclaiming the Lord's death until he comes.
Well, take a couple minutes and you can shake a few hands and say hi to one another before we close out with our little chorus there, Bind Us Together. This morning, if you'd like to turn in your hymn books, Bind Us Together. Bind us together, Lord, bind us together with cords that cannot be broken. Bind us together, Lord, bind us together. Bind us together with love. There is only one God. There is only one King. There is only one body. That is why we say, bind us together, Lord, bind us together with cords that cannot be broken. Bind us together, Lord, bind us together, bind us together. Let's join together there for our benediction. Go forth as ambassadors for Christ.
We seek reconciliation where people are divided.
May the peace of God, which surpasses all knowing, guard our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, and go with us into each new day. Amen.